Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IMA on March 14 regarding Salila, S-A-L-I-L-A, Gregoire, G-R-E-G-O-I-R-E. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Gregoire as described in my report of 11-26-19. Apparently, she is now a 55-year-old woman who again reports she was injured at work on 10-22-19 but did not specify in what fashion. Apparently, she went to Robert Wood Johnson Hospital emergency room afterwards. Period. Since seen here, she had injections to her back, but has not undergone any surgery in this matter. Period. She is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph. The additional medical records supplied show that Ms. Gregoire was seen by physiatrist Dr. Paul, P-A-U-L, on 9-15-21. He noted her course of treatment, including his previous care in 2020. Period. On 7-1-28, deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. This was because she did not wish to move forward with lumbar injections. But in this visit, she complained of right-sided low back pain in the right lower lumbar region. Period. She also complains of knee pain, having a history of knee surgery and Synvisc injections. Period. She is currently taking Mobic 7.5 milligrams for her knee pain, which was not related to the work injury. Period. He did summarize her course of treatment in great detail. Period. He also scratched that. This included care with Dr. Mitchell and physical therapy facilities. Period. He had also undergone an MRI of the lumbar spine on 3/31/20 and x-rays from 5/12/20, both to be inserted as marked, period. Dr. Paul rendered diagnoses of low back pain with lumbar disc displacement. Period. They discussed treatment options, including injection therapy. Period. At follow-up on 10/25, scratch that. Yeah, at follow-up on 10/25/21, she agreed to move forward with lumbar facet injections. Period. On 11/9/21, Dr. Paul administered right-sided facet injections at L4-5 and L5-S1. Period 11/22/21, the petitioner returned to Dr. Paul, reporting good overall improvement of her right-sided low back pain. Period. She denies any frank radicular lowered limb pain, numbness, or tingling. Period. She completed two courses of 12 visits of physical therapy with improvement. Period. She also had been performing home exercise and working regular duties. Period. She did take medical leave for 1 month in January 2021 and then again for 6 weeks on 9/14/21. Period. She returned back to work for medical leave on 11/15/21. Period. She had no restrictions from a spine standpoint. Period. He concluded she had received significant improvement of her right side of the low back pain with the facet injections. Period. Physical exam was improved and overall she was doing much better. Period. He deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. Lumbar range of motion was grossly intact. Period. lumbar exam was improved from her prior visit. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower. There were pes planus deformities bilaterally and a bunion on the right foot. Paired bulky venous varicosities on the left shin. Paired unilateral aspect of the left knee. There was an approximately 5-inch curvilinear scar. Consistent with her knee surgery. Paired motion of the hips was full in all planes, but right internal and external rotation elicited tenderness. Paired motion of the left knee was from 0 to 40 degrees with severe crepitus and complaints of tenderness. Paired motion of the right knee, left hip, and both ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Paired cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She ambulated with what appeared to be an exaggerated limp on the right. Period. She was barely able to stand on her heels and toes on the right foot, but could do this on the left. Period. She sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion and actively flexed to 85 degrees. Period motion was otherwise full in all spheres. Period. She was tended to palpation of the right sacroiliac joint and iliac crest, but not the left. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 30 degrees. Elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Paired on the left at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular complaints were elicited. Paired the recessed section is normal. Compressions, Salila Gregor, alleges to have injured her back at work on 10-22-19, as marked in my prior report. Paired since seen here, she followed up with Dr. Paul in the same practice as Dr. Mitchell. Period. She eventually accepted injections on 11-9-21. Period. This provided her with significant improvement. Period. At Dr. Paul's discharge exam, she had functional range of motion and was feeling much better. Period. New paragraph. The current exam here found there to be variable, scratch that, to be only mildly decreased active lumbar flexion. Period. Straight leg raise maneuvers were negative for clinically significant disc pathology, spinal stenosis, radiculopathy, or facet arthropathy. Period. She had decreased range of motion about the left knee, consistent with her surgery there. Period. However, she ambulated with an exaggerated limp on the right. Period. New paragraph. My impressions relative to permanency will be the same as marked from my prior report.